Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is titled A Cheerful Disposition, written by Joe Graceffo. Penelope is putting the finishing touches on her dining table while her husband Reg looks for an ice bucket to chill a bottle of bubbly. Their friends, Libby and her boyfriend Chaz, along with Penn's Uncle Bill, are due to arrive shortly. The couple's household robot, Fiverr, is in the kitchen tossing salad.
Penn? Penelope?
Yes, Reg? Find the bubbly?
Found it. Not the bucket. Where did we store it?
Ask Fiverr. He's in charge of all things kitchen-related these days.
He's tossing the salad. I hate to disturb him.
Reggie, please. You must be kidding.
He's so new. I don't want to overload his workload.
Fiverr has an infinite capacity for work. Were you paying attention during the briefing?
Well...
You weren't, were you? It was your idea to buy a household assistant.
Well, they are the new standard bearer of achievement for upwardly mobile middle-class couples.
We are that, Reggie. We truly fit that mold.
Sir, I overheard your quandary. I have the stainless steel vessel you seek.
Ah, Fiverr. You are so helpful.
I am coded to be helpful and carry out tasks with... A cheerful disposition.
Cheerful disposition. Your voice got funny there.
I amuse you. That is good. Ha ha. Ha ha ha.
I like your laugh, Fiverr.
My laughter is an autonomic response. Coded, of course.
Of course.
I think it's wonderful.
I respond differently to different forms of stimuli.
Really? How so?
Penelope, I'm sure we'd love to hear more about that, though our guests are due to arrive any minute.
I think we should take the time to learn, eh, Reg?
I promise. I'll sit down and read Fiverr's manual cover to cover.
When?
Later, darling. Later.
Later, darling. Later.
Fiverr sounds just like you, Reggie.
Mimicry, is that coded? Seems odd.
How would you know? You were distracted during the briefing and haven't bothered with his manual.
Okay, point taken. Reggie here. Good news, I hope? The power company can't possibly get away with that. I'm an illustrator. I barely make rent on the space. They can't force me to take on the expense of installing separate metering, can they?
Warning! Warning! We are under attack!
What? What's happening?
Fiverr, that's just a doorbell. Reg, hang up.
We'll discuss later. Sorry, dear. Fiverr, go with Penelope into the kitchen. I will open the door.
Yes, sir. Madam, I will escort you to safety.
Safety? Reg, why is Fiverr upset?
I have no idea, Pen. I promise the instruction manual. I will read it.
I must get you to safety, madam.
Fiverr, let's go into the kitchen.
Where is your station's weapons bay?
No, no weapons.
Reg, just get the door, will you?
Okay, I am. Jesus. Hello, Uncle Bill. So lovely to see you.
You too, Reggie. You were expecting me, weren't you?
Of course, don't be silly.
Oh, I'm never silly. Sarcastic, wry, mordant if the mood suits me. Though never silly.
Yes, of course.
You seem a bit on edge. Reg?
Huh? Oh, there you go, Bill. That rapier wit.
Shall we joust? I'm very adept at the old thrust and parry.
No. Sorry. It's just that, please, no language that would suggest you mean me harm.
You're in a queer mood. Where's my niece? Stuffed her in the trunk somewhere?
No, please, stop saying things like that.
Penelope, save me from your husband.
Distress call, madam. Distress call.
Fiverr, that's one of our guests. My uncle. He's, boisterous.
Boisterous. Energetic. Cheerful.
Yes, cheerful, like you. Like you, Fiverr.
Pen, hon, your uncle's here.
Fiverr, please wait till I call for you. I want to surprise my uncle.
shock, and awe.
What? Never mind. Please just appear on my command.
Yes, madam.
Oh, and Fiver, please call me Penelope.
Yes, Penelope.
Uncle Bill, how lovely to see you!
I was beginning to wonder, my dear, leaving me to the pleasantries of your lugubrious husband.
Oh, Uncle, you know how Reggie's work takes it out of him.
No. Do tell.
Enough about me. We have... Pen and I have...
You're not. Pending progeny.
Uncle Bill, that would be a joyous occasion. Now, don't be a wet blanket.
All right, I'll be good. Please tell me your news.
Fiver, please come in.
You didn't. You did.
Hello, Bill. You are indeed cheerful.
I have to say, Pen and I thought long and hard about this purchase, and we couldn't be more pleased.
It's true, Uncle. We've only had Fiver, what, 11, 12 days now?
12, I think that's right.
It's like he's always been with us. So...
indispensable.
Really and truly. More, though, like a member of the family, wouldn't you say, Reggie?
No. Indispensable is right.
The name? Fiver?
Short for Tough Nut Five.
He's quite lifelike. So are you. Thank you, Fiver. Reggie, this robot. I saw an article in The Economist.
Red showed that to me.
So you know it's made by General Dynamics?
The company's very first consumer model.
Yes, though I was not the first to come off the assembly line.
Ah, thank you for that. Reg, Pen, his predecessors are deployed in combat zones.
Well, that's not Fiver.
Bill, I employ no RPG warheads, guided bombs, cluster bombs, or incendiary devices.
Well, I would hope not. Having such things could cause havoc while you're cooking.
And Fiver is a fine cook.
My programming is accredited by Le Cordon Bleu. I have Julia Child's The Art of French Cooking within my database.
And he makes a mighty fine omelet.
The Betty Crocker cookbook is inside me, too.
Aw, Fiver, inside you. That's so cute.
Warning! What's going on?
It's nothing.
Take cover, Penelope. Take cover, sir. Take cover, Bill.
Sharp sounds can be triggering for him.
I'll say.
I've routed the exterior camera feed to the smart TV.
Fiver, we are expecting Lib and Chaz.
One of the intruders is bearing a weapon.
That's a Camus cab from the Napa Valley.
Oh, Reg, Penelope, Chaz here.
And me, Libby. You didn't announce me, Chaz.
Damn, Libby, that was quite a blow, you playful vixen. Save the horseplay for later.
Lockdown protocol engaged. Increasing onboard surge voltage.
What? What kind of protocol?
You would know that if you...
I know.
Sir, your domicile is tied into the local energy grid.
Yes. So?
I introduced a surge. Electronic door and window systems are no longer operable.
Fiver, what kind of surge?
A massive surge.
Curious, Libby. The camera has gone dark.
Chaz, look around. The whole neighborhood is dark.
Oh, Reg. Pin, dear. Seems to be some sort of brownout happening. Can you let us in?
Fiver?
Yes, sir?
Please restore power.
Power, sir?
Fiver, please restore the system function.
System function. I understand.
Well, go ahead.
I am not able to perform that command.
He's being belligerent.
No, sir. Belligerence is not possible. I am coded for compliance.
Then, Fiver, why won't you turn the power back on?
Introducing energy into the system overloaded its circuit. The fail-safe switches built into the grid shut it down to prevent damage. Even if I could retrieve the energy I introduced, which is not possible, I cannot reset the energy grid. That is the purview of those that maintain the system.
We're screwed.
Reg! Reggie!
My countermeasures have reduced the chances of their assault succeeding to 3%. I do not project a second wave. Fallback imminent.
Chaz and Libby are our friends. What you have done is not nice.
Reg! Pin! Let us in, will ya?
I have to tinkle.
Tinkle. The sound of glass breaking.
No, Fiver. She means she has to... Wait, I got it.
What is it, dear?
Liv, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here, hon. Let us in, okay?
Dearest Liv, the power's gone kablooey. Nothing will open. Got an idea, though. Go around back, down the back stairs.
Oh, Penelope, what about your fence?
You'll have to climb over it.
Climb over it? What do you take me for, some sort of cat burglar?
Chaz, damn you, I have to tickle!
Just get going, I'll see you downstairs.
Just what do you intend to do, dear?
The only thing we can do, we can't just leave them outside.
Penelope, I will assist you.
Oh no, you've helped enough for one night.
No, Reg, I need Fiver's help.
Sir, I am needed.
Fine, fine, fine. I'm overruled.
We're being phased out, Reg. Better to accept that now and learn to live with it.
Uncle Bill, what nonsense. Come on, Fiver, no time to waste. Libby has to tinkle.
Oh, thank goodness.
Careful climbing through the window, dear. Give me your hand.
What an ordeal.
Calm yourself, you're fine.
Reg, take hold of the vino before I attempt refenestration.
I've got it, Chaz. Now you.
Quick thinking, sweetie. Now take me upstairs to the little girl's room and tell me the whole story.
This window was the only option?
Sorry, old friend. Yes. When we remodeled the house, it was the only window we couldn't tie into the security system.
Well, thank you for having us over.
You're welcome. I bet you'd like a cocktail.
And a whisk broom. I'm a bit dusty after all that.
Bill? Cocktail?
Way ahead of you.
You decent?
I am.
You okay?
Just a bit flushed after all that activity, you know?
Certainly not what we were expecting either.
Why did he do that? Fiver, was it something we did?
No, he's still adjusting.
To what?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I think it's...
Ah!
Oh dear, that sounds like my uncle.
Let's go.
Oh.
Reg, what have you done to my uncle?
It wasn't Reg, dear, it was Fiver. Punched your old unk in the tummy.
I'm not old.
Not a punch. A 40-volt electric shock to temporarily disable function. No tissue damage.
Fiver? Why?
Is he still under warranty?
Reggie, just stop.
He assaulted your uncle.
I'm a witness.
Be nice, Chaz.
The old boy was shaking up a batch of extra dries and all of a sudden he's down rolling on the floor grabbing in the old tum-tum.
I'm not old.
Reg, would you please help my uncle up to the sofa? And Fiver, please follow me into the kitchen where we can discuss.
Ooh, can I go with you?
Why?
Because I don't want to be out here with them. I want to be in there with you.
Fine, come along.
Chaz, can you help me lift Bill onto the sofa?
Yes, indeed. Don't go in for salads much, do you, old chum?
Reggie, who is this person?
Oh, you know, Chaz, we go way back.
Can he go way back, wherever you found him? Now?
Fiver, Why did you jolt my uncle?
Jolt, or shock, is correct, Penelope. I sent electricity coursing through his body to disable him, temporarily.
But why?
He was shaking that glass and metal cylinder in a hostile manner.
Martinis!
Uh-huh, martinis.
I love one!
Lib, can I get back to questioning Fiver?
Sure, sure.
Fiver, that cocktail shaker is not a weapon. It is a vessel for concocting adult beverages.
I'll say.
Lib, I promise as soon as I'm done, I'll fix you a drink.
I am familiar with a cocktail shaker, Penelope, along with a jigger and stir stick. They're in my mixology database.
So why were you threatened by it?
He was wielding it in a way that appeared dangerous.
Can you wield it right now? I don't mind a little danger, something naughty.
Libby, please, I need to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, I just want to have a little funsy onesies.
Did you eat a gummy before gumming over?
You're cute. Yes, I did.
I knew it.
Can I kiss you?
No.
Can I kiss him?
Fiver? No, you may not.
I am not accustomed to physical intimacy.
And here you, Fiver. I forgot, too.
Lib? You and Chas?
It's been so long.
Aw, Lib. I didn't know.
I hide it very well. Now can I kiss him?
No! He's a robot.
He looks pretty good to me.
Thank you.
I'm sure everything looks pretty good to you right now.
So you've never...
No! Fiver is a household assistant.
With a cheerful disposition.
He's funny. I could use some cheering up.
Miss, would you like me to draw you a bath infused with aromatic salt?
Yes, God, yes.
No. Fiver, please just fix my friend a margarita.
Thank you. No salt.
Yoo-hoo, gals, what's the what?
Just straightening a few things out, that's it, that's all.
Well, alrighty then, managed to right the ship Shay living room, fixed a shaker full of the old extra dries for all and sundry.
How's my uncle?
Surprisingly heavy.
Miss, here you are, margarita, no salt.
Libby, you're drinking after an edible?
I know!
I don't necessarily think that's wise.
Fiver offered to draw me a bath.
My, my.
Pen, how big is your tub? Come with.
No, that's not. Never mind. Chaz, please ask Reg to come in and grab the salad bowl.
He's still helping your uncle. It appears the old electroshock compromised his breathing a bit.
Fine. Just get the two of them to the table, will you?
Okay, watch her, will you please? She's... liable to do anything.
Yes. Watch me.
Chas, no, come back. Please take Libby. Chas. Damn it.
Penelope.
Yes, Fiver?
I had dinner preparation well underway before collapsing the grid. I have enough power on board to supply direct current to the warming trays.
That's wonderful news, Fiver. Thank you.
Everything ought to be ready to serve in 3 minutes.
Bravo, Fiver. 3 minutes it is.
He's so cheerful.
A few things we need to improve, though, really, truly. He's indispensable.
I want one.
Lib, are you okay? You can barely stand.
Hold me, Penelope.
All right. Libby?
Hold me, Penelope.
All right. Libby, you've entwined me like a boa about to devour a baby antelope.
Too much?
Shall I intercede?
Oh yes, if you would.
Miss, I will be your perambulator.
My what?
I will carry you.
We don't break out the candlesticks much.
Everything copacetic out here? Oh, Reg, candles, how lovely.
With the power out, they do come in handy.
What in the world?
Hi, everybody!
Penelope, Where would you like me to deposit Libby?
Thanks for asking, Fiver. In the chair next to Chas.
How you doing, Billy boy?
Considering I was just electrocuted, not bad. How are you?
I was just perambulated by a robot.
And yet he didn't kiss you afterwards? How rude.
Welcome, everyone. Here's to family, good friends, and...
Warning! Invasion! Take cover!
Oh, hell no. That's it. He's going back.
Reg, that's not helpful.
Take cover. Take cover.
Fiver, what's happening?
Must recharge soon. Invasion. Take cover.
The door. Someone? Lib, where did Libby go?
She slipped under the table.
Slithered would be a more apt description.
Wonderful. Hello, may I help you?
Name is Watt. Inspector Watt from the power company.
Funny.
What I have to say is not a laughing matter.
What is it, Watt? What's the what?
Who's in charge here?
Charge?
From the power company.
I'm sorry, Inspector Watt. Are you perhaps here to tell us when the power will be restored? We're about to have dinner, and while candles are romantic...
Penelope, darling, I'm waiting for my bath.
What was that?
Nothing. You were saying?
Power supply less than 10%. Insufficient to reheat entrees.
And that?
Oh, that's Fiver.
Madam, I am here because we traced the source of the power surge that collapsed this part of the grid to more or less your house.
Why, that's impossible.
No, it isn't. May I inspect your robot?
He's not himself. He needs recharging. That's where you people come in. Why aren't you doing your job, restoring power so that I can recharge him?
Our technicians are working on that, I can assure you.
Powering down. Conservation of memory function. Sleep mode.
Fiver?
Is that a tough nut five?
Yes, he is.
Standard operating procedure, nothing to worry about.
Thank you.
Said the man who didn't read the manual.
It's unusual for this class robot to expend its power supply over the course of a day.
Really?
Reg? Inspector, I'd like a moment with my husband.
Did an extraneous event draw down his power?
I don't know what you mean.
What you mean or what you mean?
Shut up, Chaz!
Thank you, Lib!
Well,
we believe your robot collapsed the grid.
He did not.
There are penalties. A price to be paid.
Reggie, tell him. Fiver didn't do anything wrong. He's cheerful.
Inspector or inspector.
What is wrong with her?
Absolutely nothing. She's quite normal.
I can vouch for that. She was just sleeping at my feet. You must have upset her.
I've done nothing of the kind. Now, if you'll just surrender this robot, I'll see that it's dismantled and its parts recycled.
No! No, 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 no. Reg, do something. Do something.
Inspector Watt, you can't prove anything.
I certainly can. Every action that robot takes is recorded in his ROM. All I have to do is plug in...
No.
What do you mean, no? You're just delaying the inevitable.
I mean, no. Fiver did not take any action to harm the power grid.
The surge came from this location. That robot's power is abnormally depleted.
That may be true.
Reg?
It's okay, Pen. Inspector, Fiver acts on command.
Excuse me, I need to call a disposal crew.
If you're gonna make a call, then call the police.
What's your point?
Fiver does not have free will. He acts according to programmed responses and on our orders. He does not choose what he does. He obeys.
Don't try and confuse me with philosophy. That robot is to blame. It will pay.
I ordered him to collapse the grid.
Reg, careful what you say.
You want to take me in? Then do it. I'm the one that's responsible. That action was, in effect, mine.
Reg, are you sure you want to do this?
Inspector, I've had a long-standing grudge against the power company. Look it up. I've made multiple complaints.
Well, you leave me in a bit of a quandary.
Ah! We have light! The power is back.
So you commanded your robot to collapse the grid?
I did.
Because of an issue you have with us, the power company?
Yes.
You mind telling me what that issue is?
I lease a flat in the old warehouse district. Lots of natural light, as you'd imagine.
I've basked in that light. It's quite beautiful, really.
Have?
Go on.
Modeling has its charm.
Not you, him. Please go on.
Wait a moment. What sort of modeling?
No, now, whatever libidinous extracurriculars you five...
Six! Don't you mean, Inspector?
Six?
You're not counting our robot.
Libby, really?
He offered to draw me a bat.
Such a bald display of emotion. Over a robot?
He's kind, gentle, considerate, everything you're not.
This really isn't getting us anywhere.
I'd do anything for love, baby. You're the one I'm dreaming of, baby.
Penelope, please do something.
Liv, come along, dearest.
You're the one that I want. Ooh, 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 honey. The one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Now, you, explain before I shed my calm, cool demeanor and have you all arrested.
What's the what, Watt? Haven't you interrogated my friend long enough?
I have to concur, dear man. You're coming off a bit heavy-handed.
I am nothing of the kind, and I don't care to be judged by a bunch of hedonistic reprobates like yourselves.
I resemble that remark.
Don't get smart with me, mister. What you people have done is very serious.
What's that, Watt? What have we done to deserve your petty bureaucratic ire?
Have the whole lot of you gone mad? At your admitted instigation, that drained hunk of tin over there collapsed the local grid.
Which reminds me.
What is it, old chum? You seem to have had a bit of an epiphany.
We can plug him back in.
I'll do the honors.
Stop. Nobody does anything until that man makes a full confession.
Well, I was.
Reggie. Reg.
Don't interrupt him.
They're beautiful. Just lovely.
What's that, dear?
What's that, don't you mean?
I don't like you. Not one bit.
The paintings. Libby showed me on her phone. Why didn't you tell me she was modeling for you?
Because they were supposed to be a surprise for Chaz.
To lift your libido out of the doldrums.
My libido? That bad, eh?
I would say it's flatlined, though there's an occasional pulse.
So you're a model now?
Just for Reggie. Or you. That is, for you, Chaz.
I had wondered. Pilates sessions, you'd said? You, sweaty, immediately excusing yourself to take a shower after arriving home?
She was a fine model. All that sunlight bathing her. All that.
Reg? Do you need to tell me something?
Nope, but he needs to tell me something, and right away.
Are you still here?
Yes. Where's the other one, the old codger?
Yoo-hoo! Here I am.
What are you doing? Is that the robot's power cable? I told you to leave that till I get the confession I'm after.
Too late. Penelope, sir, rise and shine. Another new day awaits.
Please call me Reggie.
Danger! Unidentified human.
Fiver, please?
Threat assessment on unidentified human is 4 on a 5 scale.
Sir, control your robot, or I will conclude that it acted independently.
See here, you. My husband explained that Fiver was only following his command when he attacked the grid.
You always believe your husband's explanations, huh?
What are you implying?
Isn't it obvious, madam? A bit of hanky-panky in the painter's loft?
Threat level elevated to 4.5.
What? Your incrimination has absolutely no merit.
Oh, really?
Really, Bud? Oh, goody.
And why is that? Seems plausible to me.
Because Libby is my lover, not his.
Aya?
You are?
I'm always the last to know. Because you are old. Elderly humans are often left in the dark. 23% reside in elder care facilities with little interaction. Stewed prunes are a primary source of their diet.
Well, Fiver, you've just ruined my evening.
I have had it with you people.
You, sir, add nothing to this party. Why not redeem yourself and leave?
Yes, what? You can see that power's been restored. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, what? Scram.
I won't be ordered about by the likes of you. You.
Don't say it. Just go.
Thank you, Penelope.
You're welcome.
My lover.
Lib, we'll go over this later.
Oh, goody! Frankly, I don't remember a thing. Did we have fun?
Later, Lib. Later. You out now.
Hey, this won't go unrecorded. I'm writing up a report.
I'm holding open the door.
I'm leaving, but mark my words.
He was an unpleasant man.
Yes, he was, Fiver. Please don't judge all humans by him.
I do not judge humans, Penelope. I am merely here to serve.
He's so kind.
I require 5 minutes to reheat dinner.
Thank you, Fiver.
Thank you, Reggie.
Music! I love music!
Good choice, Reg. It's about time we get this party started.
You have been listening to A Cheerful Disposition, written by Joe Graceffo. Our cast featured Chloe Freeland Cody as Penelope, Dustin Cody as Reg, Sarah Lisette Stauffer as Libby, Ryan Locke as Chaz, Andrew Gibson as Uncle Bill and Fiver, Jim Dowling as Inspector Watt. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night. And thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.